A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Polk Productions, a film and television company, a cityscape of New York City, Netflix presents...
This is Irv Jackson on Smile NYC, unstuffing you from Thanksgiving, easing you into your Christmas groove.
Holiday Rush.
Next up at 6 a.m., Drive Time's number one DJ, your adrenaline rush, Rush Williams. Now time to kick off the holidays with this new classic from John Legend, Merry, Merry Christmas.
Sitting up in bed, a bare-chested bald man in his 40s with a thin black beard stretches and yawns. Romani Malco, now in a bathroom, the man trims his beard. Sinequa Martin Green, in the shower, Ronald rolls down his head and back as he dances. He uses a face cleanser. In a walk-in closet, he picks out a red sweater. Now wearing the sweater, he grabs a black peacoat. A phone screen illuminates. He grabs it, then sits. Group text bubbles appear.
Evie, you are not texting Daddy at 5 a.m.
Icons appear.
I want a mini horse.
Letters read, Evie, Gabby, and Daddy.
Sweetheart.
Above a photo of a miniature horse.
Santa knows when you're awake. You better close those eyes.
Dion Cole. He ties red shoes. Amar M. Wooten.
Mini horse.
Lala Anthony. He stares at his phone as more texts appear.
Me too.
Gabby. Nice kids don't wake up until 7.
He sends a reply, he places the phone on a shelf, he stands, then pulls on the coat.
Still got it.
He enters an upscale living room. Alicia Livingston, Andrea Marie Alphonse, Selena Marie Alphonse. He grabs toys off of furniture as he moves into a kitchen. Roscoe Orman, Malika Samuel, Daisha Nelson, with Tamala Jones. He places a briefcase onto the counter. He opens the fridge, and Darlene Love. He closes the door to reveal a woman with dark braided hair with highlights.
I gotta put a jingle bell on you, girl.
Red eye double shot.
She hands him a coffee.
The taste of how much you really care,
oh,
huh?
Oh, please. I take a 3-mile detour to buy a $5 cup of coffee to make sure my star DJ is in his chair on time. That's what I care about this morning.
Yeah, well, your star DJ's got a car of his own. It's nicer than yours.
You blowing up?
The twins, Christmas list.
A blonde woman in her 60s enters the house.
Gotta be out here by 4.
You just got here, Aunt Jo.
Just letting you know, I have other engagements.
Good morning, Josephine.
The women hug.
Don't mind him. He's dodging Christmas list demands over there.
The twins want tiny horses. These babies will never get tired of stuffed animals.
No. These kids are not playing. They want real, hay-eating, pooping miniature horses.
Whoa, okay.
He pulls cash from his wallet.
You can make them lunch. Takes 5 minutes, shows a whole lot of love.
Cash is for me. I make the lunches.
Aunt Jo used to pack a bag for me every single day before school. And since Paula passed, she does the same for the kids.
I always try to slip something sweet in there.
She's worth it.
A 12-year-old girl.
If I didn't share a bathroom with my sisters, and one of them had to drop my phone in the toilet, and if the rice had worked, and if you didn't insist on me learning a lesson about all of that, I would have texted this list.
Good morning.
My mustard highlighted in pink.
Hold on, Miss Maya. Read that list to me, Rush.
Prada bag. Broadway night in NYC.
Maya, we talked about this. Extra is not the goal.
It's too early for teachable moments.
The richer you get, the grittier those kids get. Grab, grab, grab. Tape.
The man and woman with braids leave.
Love you. Let me put
that. Aunt Jo shakes her head after them. Outside in an affluent neighborhood, a teenage boy jogs up a walkway to a brick house as the bald man and woman with braids exit.
Good morning, Jamal.
Good morning.
Well, you up for that early action day, ain't that right?
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear yet?
No, not yet, but I'm still waiting on the email.
You're getting in, you're getting in.
And we got the backup schools.
Well, Harvard is the goal, Dad.
Gosh, hush it down. Eyes on the prize.
Dad, I talked to my son.
Oh, my gosh. Listen, you got this, Jamal. There has only been Harvard. There will only ever be Harvard.
Thanks, Roxy.
That's where it's at.
Well, now, you'll have to excuse me. Just got air flowing through these lungs, not for stretch.
Got to keep the J train on track, you know?
I love it.
All right.
That boy going to be taller than me in 2 days.
I'm telling you. Where'd he get that whip from?
I don't know. You know, it's got a Rush vibe to it, though.
Mm-hmm. Fame before beauty. Get on it. And do not spill that coffee. I just got your last sticky out.
You drive too fast.
Well, you late too much.
In a New York City office building, Roxy and the bald man exit an elevator. A woman with a dark layered afro approaches.
Good morning, Rush. Good morning, Roxy.
Good morning, Janelle.
We have 95 seconds until the air. I still need to do a sound check, go over the Christmas song list. I gotta get you guys out as soon as we wrap. You said that 10 o'clock with Marshall. And Boris Hever called me back. It's been 3 days. I give that nuptis on my candy yams.
Hey, Janelle, I need you to move that dial down like a five, okay? It's early.
A poster of Rush.
With a face like that, I don't know why you be doing radio, though.
A woman with curly highlighted hair and buzz sides.
Hey, there's my adrenaline rush.
Katrina, you need to keep that attitude up all day, you hear me?
That attitude's better stay in that dress, Katrina. Boy, come on.
It continued down a hallway.
You gotta let me get my little shine on.
I bought you guys coffee, but then I got stressed out and I drank it.
In a radio station studio.
This is Irv Jackson waking you up. Now get ready for Rush Williams to get you go.
A mixing console.
Testing, testing.
Yeah, testing me is right. Listen here, Mr. Star.
Yes, boss.
Thanksgiving is over. No more turkey.
Yes, boss.
We start playing Christmas music today?
Well, let's slay away. You like how I did that? Slay.
Janella sent you my approved Christmas hits list?
Yes, I did.
Studied, memorized, digitized.
Uh-huh, and so we're gonna stick to that.
Mm-hmm.
No hip-hop.
Live in 5, 4, 3.
Janella motions to Rush.
Good morning, my people. NYC, Queens, Brooklyn, Strong Island. It's your morning shot of adrenaline rush. On Smile NYC, floss that turkey out your teeth because Rush Williams is about to put you on a steady diet of tinsel tunes. Whether you were driving to work, driving to the mall, or just letting Christmas drive you crazy, let's get turned up with this old school jam dedicated to my firstborn, Jamal. Today's gonna be a very special day for him, y'all. Christmas in Hollis, Run DMC!
Rush dances. Janella and Roxy stand in the control room.
Here we go! It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and stuffing macaroni and cheese. Instead of putting gifts on the Christmas tree.
Janella dances as well.
Every damn day.
Stop it.
Janella closes her jacket as Roxy leaves, then starts dancing again. Meanwhile, in Rush's kitchen, Aunt Jo cooks. The children enter.
Jingle, jingle, jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
Good morning.
Morning, baby.
She kisses Maya on the cheek. Maya picks up a bowl.
Gabby.
Evie.
Backpacks?
Check.
Homework?
Check.
Sugar?
Identical twin girls.
Check.
Jamal rushes in with a laptop. They sit at a table.
All right, make some room. The email has arrived. From who, you ask?
I usually ask from whom.
Why, the one and only Harvard University. That's right, Harvard! Hope for applause.
Jamal, email?
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Ooh, don't know yet. But I want to wait and open it with Dad. I mean, I'd accept me. When John stepped forward for Jamal P. Williams.
No matter what that email says, I'm proud of you, baby.
She hugs him.
Wonder if I can get a prom parking space at Harvard for that new whip with the red bow. I bet Santa's dropping off for me Christmas morning, you know?
You're fortunate children to have all of this. If I was Santa, I'd fly right over this house. When I was coming up, five of us shared one egg. And the only way we got bacon is if the neighbors were cooking it on a windy day.
That song gets sadder every time.
I mean, one egg?
Oh, no.
Aunt Jo leans between the twins.
Eat your breakfast.
Back in the Smile studio, Roxy turns Rush's chair around. He removes headphones as she leans within inches of his face.
Oh, glaring at me with those business eyes.
Better to remind you that you have got to play the Christmas songs from the approved hit list. We need to play this safe, Rush.
What happened to my music, my rules, my music rules?
Not all the time. And this is definitely one of those times. Rush, come on. If you want skin in the game, you gotta play the game.
No.
You know that.
I do, I know.
Right? Now the station is in the black and ratings are up and ad revenue is solid. We have taken this show to number one. Now we have to make the board see it our way. And then we can be...
She turns his chair, then waves a hand in front of them.
Station owner.
Wait, I thought you...
Well, part station owners, but it's still huge. Focus with me. Do you see it?
I see it.
Are you sure you see it?
I can see it.
Now, we can do this.
We can do this together.
That's right.
Yes.
Damn right. So let's close this deal, and then we can start breaking the rules.
Counting on it. Looking forward to it. Absolutely. You know what else I'm looking forward to? That big, fat Christmas bonus check.
She leaves.
It's neat to have, like, a gang of zeros in it and a couple commas. Because I done spent like four of them zeros.
Outside Rush's house, people dig in the backyard. Maya and the twins exit a back door.
Hey, Daniels!
A middle-aged man approaches them on a patio.
Miss Williams.
Time for a come-to-Jesus moment. We need phase one completed by Christmas. That pool needs to be dug before the ground freezes. Because you know that thaw won't happen until March, and that puts our Memorial Day timetable in jeopardy.
But Miss Williams.
If there's OT.
She points to a radio.
My daddy's good for it.
She smiles confidently.
You're the boss.
He points to them. They point back in the studio.
All right. You ready to seal this deal?
Total station domination.
That's it.
Yes. Yes, I know it's Christmas. Yes, but everybody's gonna have to take a cut back. It's time for me to be Scrooge. I'm not playing. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah? Well, it's about to get real bah humbuggy around here. And I'm not playing. I ain't taking no favors and I ain't playing no favors. Everybody's gonna feel it. And you gonna feel it too. You hear me? Okay, Ma. All right. Love you too.
A man with short black hair and a goatee.
Rush, Roxy.
It's us.
Roxy Rush. Hey.
Still us.
What's up, man? All right, Marshall, you know what time it is. It's time to talk ownership.
This might be the worst day for that.
Her eyes narrow.
WMLE just got bought.
She and Rush share a look.
Walk with me.
Rush follows Marshall.
Bought by who, fam?
In the hallway.
Oh, slow down, fam. Slow down. Hold up. We were for sale?
Everything and everything is for sale, Rush. You ever hear of Comfort Communications?
Of course, Camcom. It's a massive network, satellite, broadcast. They're sharks, though.
Yeah, they are. Hey, girl.
I heard she wears her clothes with the tag still in.
Well, anyway, WMLE just got chomped on. Like, chomp, to the bone. And now, we are a part of Camcom.
Wait, hold on. Give me a minute here, Marshall. Because being a part of that network, it's big time. Slam dunk. I'm feeling very LeBron right now. Am I reading this right?
Well, it is game time, LeBron. Camcom Suits want to meet you all, right?
What?
Yo, this could be big for us.
Trust me. It's all good.
In a conference room, an executive with a Bob-style haircut, a man and a woman.
Hey, what up? All right, don't get up. Rush Williams, Roxy Richardson, meet Joss Hawkins, Executive Vice President, Acquisitions and Development at Camcom, or what I like to call her, my spanky new boss.
Joss has dark hair.
I can get used to that.
I can get used to it pretty quick, too. Very impressive group. Very impressive.
Quiet group.
Let's get right to it. We have more people to see. Our plan is to launch a new national morning drive time show in time for Christmas.
National. I like that. You know what? I always thought of myself as national, you know? And I knew that you would see it. I knew you would. And you. I never met none of y'all, but I knew deep down inside, I knew that y'all knew.
A poster reads, "This Christmas drive across the nation with DJ Stacey K."
DJ Stacey K. I love her. I like her. Why is she in my convertible though? Were we doing like a co-host thing now? Are you gonna add me in later?
Rush, Roxy, we appreciate everything you've done here at WMLE, but we are heading in a different direction.
But we drove you here.
Yes. And now we are taking the wheel.
Just like that? After we built up the numbers? After we got the audience reach?
We're done.
Joss tilts her head. Roxy and Rush stare.
Just so you know, this is not taking the wheel. This is called a carjacking.
Guys, this is... Let's talk outside.
Open the door.
Marshall opens the door for Roxy and Rush as they exit.
That was fun, right?
The man and woman nod at Joss.
Go get me some water.
In the hallway.
I am Rush Williams. You don't do that to Rush Williams. Look at me. Number one. And here, look, what does that say? Number one. And guess what? Highest rated, fan favorite. I'm the star man. You don't do this to the star man.
And you are huge. In R&B, though. Stacey K is number one in pop in New York and Los Angeles and soon to be the entire nation.
This is out of nowhere, Marshall. Is that it? We're off the air?
The devil is a lie. Why would you think that I would possess that kind of energy to do that to you?
Come on now.
You know what?
Oh. No, you have not.
I got a little emotional.
You did. I'm going to give you a grand finale show
tomorrow.
Oh, come on, man. I got kids, man. It's Christmas.
And I feel you, black man on black man. Look, the holidays is coming up. I get that. And it's hard on everybody. I mean, not me, because I'm cashing in. Big time.
You really gonna look us in the eye right now and say that? You gonna fix your mouth to say that right now after we met today? You know why we met today, Marshall. You see this right here? This is the plan. You know what's in it? Graphs, pie charts, a proposal to own part of the station, Marshall.
And I understand that, but you just, are these the numbers? Oh my God. I'm so mad that y'all didn't become part owners before the deal went through. I mean, look at this, these numbers.
Okay. At least we got our bonuses to look forward to.
Got your what?
Our bonuses. WMLE does the bonuses.
Oh, your bonuses. Oh, yeah. About that.
Roxy drops a folder. Rush crumples paper.
I don't believe this. How they gonna do this to us?
Exactly. This is ridiculous.
They storm away.
How did she even get the position?
I should have seen this coming.
I guarantee you they're gonna regret it. I guarantee you they're gonna be calling me back.
Outside the station.
Oh, this is painful, Roxy.
I know, but...
No. This change is too much.
They stop in a parking lot.
This change is too much. When I walk into that booth and I settle into my chair and I lean in, I smell the metal of that microphone. And it gets me going. The second that mic is hot, we are live, and that is my moment to connect with my people. And you might think that I'm freestyling, but no, my message is clear and it is from my heart. Every single show, I try to nail that. Every single day for all these years, and to just have it yanked away from you, like, it just feels like I'm losing a body part. And I'm not ready to say goodbye. I'm not.
He stares at her.
Listen.
She steps towards him.
We've been knocked down before. We just gotta find a way to get off the pavement. That's all.
What am I gonna tell the kids, though? Okay, Christmas is around the corner.
Brow furrowed, he shifts on his feet.
Man, those little faces, they just want so much. Expect so much. Not so much expect as demand. They threaten even. I tell you, the twins pulled a knife.
Hey, this is gonna work out. It is. Tis the season, right? It's gotta have a little faith.
You really believe that?
She smiles.
Isn't that what people are supposed to say during Christmas?
She eyes him. She nods slightly.
Come on. I'll drop you home. Come on.
Vehicles travel a cantilever bridge. On a street, a black Mercedes pulls forward. In his driveway, Rush and the twins exit the Mercedes.
Whew.
He opens the trunk.
Okay, girls.
He pulls out their belongings.
Let me help you, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, baby girl. Here you go.
That one, right there. Don't forget that one.
Good looking out.
Arms full, he grabs the rest of their bags. The twins step away from him.
What kind of snack are you making for us?
I want pizza.
He presses a button on the trunk, which closes. He slips in behind them as they let go of a metal gate and enter into the backyard.
Thanks, Phil.
He steps onto the patio.
Oh, no. What am I going to do about the pool?
No worries. My head had come to Jesus with Daniels.
Straight up, you lit a fire into him.
But there's going to be something called OT.
He drops their bags. In the kitchen.
Really? Lacrosse?
Yes, Daddy.
Phil's teamwork.
Yeah, but these things cost a lot of money.
Yeah, we're really bad at it, too.
Well, you should give it up. Only rich people play lacrosse.
I know, right?
We're home.
Oh, Pops, you're home. I've been waiting. I got the email. Oh, you got the email. Oh, my God, you got the email.
In the living room.
Gabby, take my phone. We need to memorialize my triumph. Dad, get behind me for the reaction shot.
Huh. Rush puts down their belongings.
Yes. All right. I waited to open this together. One for the Jamal Williams Future Archives. Definitely want to film both their faces when we find
Son, out. Will you open the email? You're killing me. Just open the email.
Okay, I love that you're as excited as I am.
Hey, Jamal.
Yeah?
It is okay if you don't get in, okay? I didn't go away to college, and I don't want you to think of it as a failure. I want you to think of it as carrying on that family tradition. Mm-hmm. Right? Because that tradition...
I got in! I'm in!
I'm getting
Who's going to Harvard? Me. That's right.
Yeah.
Man, you must be so pumped for me.
Oh, I am, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's great if you're into that Ivy League-y sort of vibe, you know?
Yay! Well, you know what you should do?
You should check out my alma mater for safety.
Rush nods.
The Queensborough Community College? And instead of Harvard.
Oh, you are hilarious.
I've got jokes.
Oh, man. And look, no worries. I checked and pay a little extra and freshman could park a car on campus.
There's no car. There's no
car. Yeah, yeah, it's not December 25th yet, blah, blah, blah.
We're taking the Jamal Williams experience to Ivy League.
You know, you're a little young to be referring yourself as a brand. You know that, right?
Well, you do it all the time.
Uh-huh. Jamal and his siblings leave Rush and Aunt Jo.
Why did I have to have smart kids? Dumb kids are way cheaper.
Why aren't you sharing in that child's drawer?
It's over. It's all over. We are ruined. Ruined.
He peeks into a hall.
It's a dark day, Aunt Jo.
It's dark.
He rolls onto a couch.
It's a dark day.
I don't know what happened. I didn't even see it coming.
She pushes him to sit.
Are you done with whatever that was?
He stands, then checks the hall once more. Aunt Jo sits.
Radio station sold. Job gone. No more radio. It's done.
You've saved. I know you've saved.
How, Aunt Jo? The bills they get, I get every month. We got fresh bills. Jamal had to go to Costa Rica to volunteer to dig wells so that they could have clean water. Maya's platinum status on Saks.com, and the twins, it's two of them. And they all go to private school, not to mention it's Christmas.
Rashawn James Williams. You spoil those kids. They snap their fingers and you open your wallet.
I've been trying to be both parents. Give them everything they wanted because I can't be everything. And yeah, okay. Maybe I gave a little too much.
You think?
That life's about to change.
Straight up?
Oh, yeah. We about to make some changes around here.
Snap the whip.
Huh. Things about to get tight. They about to get lean. These kids gonna be giving up a whole lot. How do I tell them that? I don't want to tell them that. Aunt Jo, please.
He sits next to her.
You tell them and bake them a pie, okay? I'm gonna go lay down.
This is not a pie situation, son. Remember what your granddaddy said. It's not what you got. It's what you got around you.
What about Christmas for the kids?
It's gonna be all right. Have a little faith.
You might keep telling me that.
Another day in the radio station studio.
That was the Everly Brothers. Christmas Eve can kill you.
A light shines down on Rush.
Stay tuned for a word from our sponsors. Merry Christmas. Rush out. Forever.
Rush lowers a microphone.
Should I call 911? Rush's mental state doesn't seem stable.
He removes his headphones. Roxy leans on his desk across from him.
It's not the note we should have gone out on for your last show.
He gazes off blankly.
You want fans to follow you wherever you go. Not follow you off a cliff. You gotta rise above this nonsense. Be Rush. Be my star.
Smiling, she tilts her head as she stares at him.
Well, if I'm going down in flames.
He leans forward, then takes her hand.
I'm glad you're the one burning with me.
She shakes her head as she lowers it. He releases her hand, then leans back. At night in his living room, Rush faces his family and Roxy.
We're poor?
Did I say we were poor?
But you don't have a job.
And you pretty much broadcasted that to everyone. Brilliant. So no horse? It's mini size.
None of that is happening, okay? In fact, there's a whole lot of not happening that's about to start happening.
Wait, is Harvard not happening?
I want it to.
So what's the plan?
I don't know yet, son.
Great.
Hey, give me some time.
His kids stand, then exit.
Unbelievable.
So bad. This is worse than bad. We're
verified on Instagram. Y'all sitting all off in the bleachers like y'all can't hear a conversation?
Another day in Rush's neighborhood, white and red letters appear, 12 days till Christmas, In his house, Rush sits on a couch unpacking an unorganized bag of Christmas decorations.
Looks like you have plans for a holly jolly Christmas.
He mocks Aunt Jo with a stocking as a sock puppet. Roxy enters.
Rush, we need to talk.
Did it come through yet?
It's getting close.
Did you tell him yet?
Well, I don't have all the details.
You know, I kind of like and dislike the fact that y'all are so close. Mostly dislike.
Okay. Rush, what if I told you that Crush BQL is for sale?
Well, great. More people losing their jobs.
No, it closed down a couple months ago. The building is for sale. The station is up for grabs.
So WBQL is for sale. What's for dinner?
I figured you'd make it after you finish all your decoration.
Hey, listen to me. We should buy that station.
With what, Roxy? My megawatt smile?
With money. I built up a pretty hefty 401k.
You put that up for me?
For us.
Roxy stares at him.
I'm touched. Roxy, for real. But it'd take a much bigger Christmas miracle than that.
Her brow tightens. Aunt Jo drops a Christmas tin in his lap.
Is this big enough?
Oh, that's sweet, Aunt Jo, but I don't think your little coffee can stash is gonna help much.
There's $45,000 in there.
You wouldn't happen to have a couple of these stashed up under the house, huh?
Oh, no, honey, that's my mad money. My investment manager takes care of all the big stuff.
Wait, does everyone else have money stashed away but me? Because my money just seems to fly away before I can grab it.
Rush.
Yes?
You got your first break at that station, right? Let's get back to where we started. Isn't that what we always dreamed of?
That station is way down the dial, Roxy.
Yeah, but I missed the time when we ruled the airwaves.
We just got kicked off the airwaves last week.
We could be a part of the community again, right? Remember block parties and pop-up concerts, charity drives? We could sponsor Christmas dinner at First Community Church.
He nods.
Yeah.
Come on, we used to live for that. And the WMLE suit shut all of that down, and we can bring it all back. Can't you see it? We get to play the music we want.
We get to play the music we want.
It's like the universe is screaming at us right now. Let's build Crush BQL back up.
We'd be taking a huge risk.
Huge, yeah.
She nods.
Risk? Why don't you let me handle that?
They stare at one another. He glances towards Aunt Jo.
Yeah? Is that a yes?
Roxy grabs his arm.
Yeah?
It's all counts.
Yes! Oh, it's about to be real merry up in here.
Wow, okay. Woo! All right.
Rush and Roxy! Hey. That's it! Oh.
At a restaurant table, Rush taps his glass with a fork. His kids stare.
Old school. Never mind. Listen, hey. I'm seeing a bright star on our horizon. An opportunity for all of us. My old station, the one that got the Rush engine on the track to begin with, is for sale.
Pizza sits on their table.
And Roxy and I are buying it.
Sounds like somebody's spending money we don't have.
Will you hear me out? I'm gonna need all of you. Even Aunt Jo kicked in a little cash. And I know that it's Christmas.
Oh, I figured Christmas was already off the table.
Not necessarily, but there will be some sacrifices. Now, in order for me to come up with my share of the money to buy the station, I'm gonna need to put the
home. He sips his glass.
What was that?
I'm sorry, what?
I said I'm gonna need to put the home.
You have to speak louder.
I'm gonna need to sell our house.
Wait, our house?
Oh, snap. I didn't see homeless on the menu.
I am always gonna provide for you kids, okay? But let's face it, we've gotten a little, what's the word?
Bougie.
When you finish eating your pizza, please, now stay with me. Just stay with me here. I want you to think big picture, right? This is a better future for all of us. This is our way out of this mess. Are you ready?
Maya's brow raises at him.
We're moving back into our old house.
Jamal's brow furrows.
What old house?
The house that you were raised in, son.
What?
But Auntie Jo lives there now. There are five of us. That is a whole mess of people in that tiny house. There can't possibly be enough space.
Listen, as long as we're together, we'll figure it out.
One bathroom, six people. I rest my case.
Maya, you should be lucky we have this option.
Maya crosses her arms.
I can't believe this. I am not going back there.
The decision's already been made.
And I bet your big picture has me waving goodbye to my future.
You think this is easy?
Rush stares at his son, who looks off. Later outside, streetlights blur. Rush sits alone in his car.
I remember you painting daisies all over that mailbox, trying to make it look all cheery.
A smiling woman with long dark hair with highlights manifests in the passenger seat.
Like we were getting something other than bills.
He gazes at her.
I wish bills were my only problem right now.
She disappears as he looks forward. He exits the vehicle. He steps onto the sidewalk in front of a house with blurred Christmas lights. The vision of his deceased wife reappears beside him.
Harbor Street.
Glowing, she glances around.
Still holding it down.
Smiling, she steps towards the house. He steps onto a porch beside the front door of a middle-class brick house. He sits on a white chair by a front window. The glowing image of Paula appears in a chair beside him.
Hey, Paula, we had it all. This little house. You and me.
One bathroom. A leaky roof.
Where we got our start? Moving the kids back in, that's gonna be tough.
They'll be okay. They just need time to adjust.
Thought I made it.
He shakes his head.
Thought I'd built him a life.
You did. And you gotta keep chasing those big dreams of yours. And not just the station.
He stares over at her.
She's a good woman, Rush. You're ready.
I don't know what I'm ready for.
Cherish the times that we had, but turn the page. You still got a lot of life ahead of you.
Paula vanishes. He turns towards the window. A living room inside illuminates, revealing Paula cleaning wrapping paper from around a Christmas tree.
You remember the time when Jamal was like 3 years old? He opened up all the Christmas presents.
A young Jamal rises from under the paper as she lifts it.
You would not take off that sapphire necklace I bought you.
Smiling, young Jamal dashes off.
Was it you or me who let him wear at the church?
She smiles towards the window. The room fades to black. A porch light flicks on.
Paul, is that you? Are you giving me a sign?
You better get off my porch. I got a bat and a bad attitude.
Aunt Jo?
Oh, baby, it's you. You know I can see you on my phone. The things they come up with.
I'm telling you about this violence. You gotta stop threatening people, Aunt Jo. Seriously.
At his house, Rush walks into a sleeping Jamal's room.
A few weeks before Christmas, and we gotta leave this house. Not a creature was stirring. Not even this angry little mouse. The stockings never got hung by the chimney with care. No hope that St. Nicholas would soon be coming here.
He dims the light with his phone. In the twins' room, he kisses a sleeping Gabby on the forehead.
The children were nestled all snug in their beds, with visions of losing this sweet life, probably dancing in their heads. Oh, take that.
He unsticks a lollipop from Evie's cheek. In a hallway, he sucks on it.
Long day. I'm about to call it a wrap and settle my brain for a long winter's nap.
In a sleeping Maya's room, he slides her laptop onto a nightstand.
When under the covers, there arose such a clatter.
He grabs her phone from under her pillow.
No clatter tonight, baby girl. You just sleep, okay?
He kisses her on the head. In his room, Rush climbs into bed.
St. Nick, you better get our change of address.
He slides further under the covers as he settles in. Another day, white and red letters appear over Aunt Jo's house. 8 days till Christmas. Inside the living room, the twins sit on a couch. Maya drags a suitcase past the moving box on a coffee table. She pulls it past the dining table towards the staircase. As she climbs the stairs, Rush passes her with a box. He turns as they eye one another. She disappears upstairs. He approaches the twins, who sit with a laptop. Evie points to the screen.
Excuse me. Can I sit down?
He sits between them, then grabs the computer.
What in the holiday hell is this?
What crowdfunding for Christmas presents.
Who taught you how to crowdfund?
See, look.
Turns out mini horses cost a buttload of money.
No, 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 no.
You have no idea how these faces can sell. Those crutches, they're lacrosse sticks.
You're gonna shut this down, okay? You're gonna shut it down right now. Where's your brother?
The twins point. They take the computer as Rush leaves the couch. He peers out the front window. Jamal leans against Rush's car with the basketball.
Wow.
Staring at the window, Jamal steps away. Aunt Jo approaches Rush.
Oh, and I thought this was gonna be tough. One won't talk to me, the other one won't even come inside. I got some fathering to do.
She gently shakes his shoulders.
You go upstairs, and I'll go outside.
Thank you, Aunt Jo.
She smiles at him. Upstairs, Maya sits at a cluttered table. Rush steps into the doorway. She glances at him as he enters. He puts an ear to her suitcase.
I'm sorry, what was that? What'd you say?
Didn't say anything.
What's that? Your arm fell asleep. You got folded bad, and you need to get out.
Ha 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 ha. I will be living out of that suitcase until you come to your senses.
He looks at her.
You need to unpack. You need to make this room your own.
It's not my room.
Outside, Aunt Jo approaches Jamal between houses. He stands in front of a basketball hoop, throwing a ball against the house.
Are you coming inside?
No.
Okay. But that's where the food is. In the warmth.
Inside.
If you put your little Maya flavor on it and invited some friends over.
Yeah, full stop on that one. I'm not bringing anyone here.
Why not?
Outside.
Jamal, your father is doing everything he can
to stop me from getting my goals. I've worked hard to be where I am. Dedicated every shred of my life to stay on track, and now that's trash. And I hate this house.
Inside.
No disrespect, Dad. I don't know about you, but this neighborhood, it's not Whitestone.
Little girl, you need to know your history. This community has been part of your family's life for generations. I was raised in this house. You were raised in this house. Your mother got...
Maya's gaze meets his.
I can't with you right now.
Rush leaves the room. Her eyes lower pensively to the table, outside between the houses.
Look, you just can't understand.
What I understand is that you need to appreciate the life that your father has provided you.
But we lost all that.
I'm not talking about things.
Aunt Jo grabs the ball.
I'm talking about family.
She pushes it into his chest, leaving it in his hands as she walks away. He hurls it at the hoop. In his office, Marshall faces Joss, Janella, and a dark-haired man.
Usually the Lord keeps me tuned in to a lot, but this is the first time I'm hearing about this.
We heard about it this morning. And if you didn't hear your former DJ bought another radio station, well then, you're a beat behind. This will not affect our Christmas launch.
I mean, all due respect, but I'm not sure if there's anything that we really can do.
Stations need advertising.
I mean, we just can't stop advertisers.
We can, and you will, Marshall. We hold the cards in this market. You need to flex some money muscle. Advertisers must not buy any time on that station.
Oh, that's hardcore.
Listen, the only thing I care about is winning the market. My priority is this station beating any and all competition. Somebody has to win.
Joss stands, then leans forward.
And that better be me.
Yeah.
We're done. Come on, Tinkerbell.
The dark-haired man follows Joss.
I don't like that dude's suit.
Janella's brow furrows.
You can't do this.
You hurt the lady. I mean, I have no choice.
It's Rush and Roxy.
It's just business. That's what...
You gonna Grinch their Christmas?
No, it's just business.
Wow. This is a new low.
But it's business.
Marshall.
Janella goes to leave.
You don't understand business.
His smile fades. A subway train passes apartment buildings. Evening. In her dining room, Aunt Jo and the kids sit around the table as they eat dinner.
This house ain't so bad when you have food like this on the table.
Yeah, I guess beats outside.
Aunt Jo smirks. Evie picks up a piece of corn.
Okay, we're done.
The kids stand, leaving their dirty plates.
Don't take one more step.
They freeze.
Santa's elves are not coming up in here cleaning up this mess. Gabby, Evie, your plates need to find a new home in the kitchen. Jamal, clear off this table. Maya, you're scrubbing skillets. You in my house now.
Scared of you.
Good.
'Cause I got eyes everywhere, my children. Back of my head, one on each elbow. You never know.
She waves a hand, she cracks a smile, then leans back and covers her mouth as the kids take their plates to the kitchen. Later, Rush heads upstairs to an open room. Jamal sleeps on a couch.
Children were nestled.
Rush closes the door.
Way too snug in their beds. Visions of sugar plums.
A lollipop in Evie's hair.
Better keep dancing in their heads.
You know what? You get to have that one.
He tries to unstick it. He kisses Maya on the head. Now in the living room. Rush sits on the couch. He shakes his head. He gazes up at the ceiling.
St. Nick, you don't show up. You ain't got to worry about that clatter because I'm bringing it to you. I'm not the one. I'm really not the one. You can try me if you want.
He lies back on the couch with a blanket.
But I'm not that dude.
He pushes a pillow to the floor.
Rush gonna give it to you.
In a cluttered radio station.
Back where we started. WBQL.
Roxy and Rush with U-Haul boxes.
Hasn't changed one bit.
You say it like it's a good thing.
Okay, okay.
In a hallway, they survey walls covered in bulletins and posters. They pass a sign that reads WBQL as they enter a studio.
I spoke to Pastor Abernathy at First Community. We are on for sponsoring the Christmas meal.
That feels good.
Mm-hmm. And how does that feel?
Squeaky.
Listen, that chair, that squeaky chair, and everything in here, in this fabulous old dump, is all ours.
He adjusts the microphone and stand.
We're business owners.
Mm-hmm.
That's got a nice ring to it.
That's my Roxy! 1-2-1-2.
Well, staff starts tomorrow, and we got a week to get up and running. It's the holiday rush with Rush Williams on Crush BQL.
Ooh.
She smiles at him. She takes a phone from her purse.
Roxy Richardson. Oh, hey, Chuck.
Her smile fades. Her gaze lowers.
What? We were counting on you. Yeah, but how far back did we go? Yes, we helped you launch that first donut shop. What? Huh. Okay, I understand.
Rush slowly rounds a desk towards her.
It just got cold outside. Marshall and Camcom have threatened our advertisers.
Marshall?
We can't broadcast without advertisers, Rush.
He glances around the room.
We can't. We can't.
They look to one another.
It's actually kind of dope that they're seeing us as a threat. We ain't played one song yet, and they're already trying to shut us down. But it's not gonna happen.
She opens her mouth.
It's not.
He shakes his head.
Roxy.
Rush.
Do me a favor. Come here. I just want you to step into my office for a second, please. Here, just have a seat. Get comfy. Now, I know I get a little sidetracked, but check this out.
He sits her down in front of the microphone.
Let's take it one step further. Commercial. Free. Christmas. Can you see it?
She gazes off and stares at him.
You know what? I can see it. And, I mean, we don't have a choice, but we can market it like we do.
Take it till you make it.
Okay.
Yes.
WBQL. Oh, nothing but Christmas. It's like a gift to your listeners. Billboards with your face.
That's gonna get their chestnuts roasting, ain't it?
Open-mouthed, she stands.
Okay, let me run these numbers. But with the money coming in from your house, we should be able to operate without new revenue for a little while.
until the ratings come in and the listeners come in, and then advertisers will be running to buy airtime.
Yes.
This is a short-term loss for a long-term gain.
Yes, it is. Yes. Yes. You know what I gotta do?
He pulls on his jacket.
What you gotta do?
I gotta go and start getting these kids
a scarf
into this kind of holiday feeling. I gotta, okay. I don't know, man. I want them to feel that Christmas spirit. You know what I mean? Can you feel it?
I can feel it.
I'm saying, Roxy, can you really feel it? Make you wanna. Oh.
They embrace.
Man, thank you. All right, I'll call you later.
Okay.
Trying to shut us down.
And I'm gonna whoop Marshall's butt when I see him.
At night, a Christmas tree lot.
Okay, I'm thinking, if it was up to me, we'd be getting a little tabletop tree like this.
No, I like that.
Okay,
one.
No, you gotta meet me in the middle somewhere.
No, come on.
No.
Yeah, of course that one.
Oh,
wait. Love it.
Hold on.
No, totally that one.
You're in charge. Don't let them get in trouble.
No, but
all right, no.
On the street, Rush approaches Jamal, leaning against the Mercedes.
The Principal Peters calls me, tells me that you've been cutting classes.
Jamal gazes down suddenly.
You know, Harvard doesn't like that.
You see, it's funny you think Harvard's still happening.
Rush stares at his son.
What, you don't?
Yeah, well, I just figure it's one of the big sacrifices.
Jamal, don't give up on yourself, son.
Why not? You did.
Maya and the twins face a tree vendor with a light beard.
We are extremely poor. You are looking at disadvantaged youth. My father has no money, no prospects, none.
Isn't that Rush Williams?
Was. Now, about this tree. So you have a little wiggle room through yeah. These scrawny branches?
Oh, whoa. Hey, now. Look, I hate the crispy Pringle, my darling daughter, but we agreed on a smaller tree this year.
They pull their father off to the side.
Dad, I've got this chump on the hook.
I'm sure you do, Maya. Listen, buddy, what about that 6-footer right over there?
Yeah? Sure.
Oh, joy.
Yeah. Hey, Jamal, it's Christmas, man. This is our thing. This is what we do. We pick out a tree for our house.
It's not my house.
Don't be like that.
My house is in Whitestone, with a big tree and a big potential and a big future. And you made damn sure that's over.
You go sit your ass in the car, okay? Now I'm gonna go make some Christmas memories.
Jamal steps away.
They ain't all gotta be merry.
Later at Aunt Jo's, wearing her pajamas, Maya sits on her bed with her phone. Rush enters. He grabs her phone as he sits beside her, a photo of a girl on Instagram.
Woo, that girl got to be cold.
Come on. You know it's cute. Bailey's mom got her this sweet Dolce top for Christmas mass. Me? I'll be stuck picking through the bins at Bark and Mart for some holiday sparkler. How is that supposed to make me feel?
Like you don't have a stupid parent who wasted all that money on a piece of a shirt that makes his preteen daughter look like a...
Dad!
What came out of my mouth?
You don't want me to be happy.
That's not it at all. I'm just saying. Over my dead body.
Dad, this is hard. On December 25th, all my friends are going to blow up on Insta with everybody showing off their swag. Kimmer is going to Hawaii. Ugh, I can't with her.
Can you just be happy for her?
Without being sad for myself. I know, Dad. That's easy for you to say.
She stares at her phone.
Can you give it some time? We have got some joy coming our way. I just need you to believe that.
I get what you're saying, but I'll be honest. I don't have my heart wrapped around this yet. Gotta bounce. My bathroom time slot.
They rise from the bed.
I do have hope. And I know you're trying your best. It's gotta be hard. I mean, we're not exactly low maintenance.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Can you say that again, please?
We're not low maintenance.
Oh my God, my heart can't take how much I love you right now. Come here.
He wraps his arms around her, then kisses her head.
Promise me something.
Mm-hmm.
That Santa will bring me at least one Insta-worthy moment.
His face tightens.
Go before you miss your time slot.
Another day, white and red letters appear outside Aunt Jo's house. 4 days till Christmas. Inside an attic, Roxy hands a purple Thigh Master to Rush.
Hospital quarter situation here.
This woman needs to purge. What is she doing with a Thigh Master?
Don't you touch my precious thing.
They stare at one another. Rush puts the exercise equipment back. They look through Christmas decorations.
Paula.
Oh. He lifts a homemade felt Christmas tree ornament.
Forgot about this. Just left it when we moved away.
Well, we gotta take it downstairs. Hang up the ornaments on the tree.
He opens a box, then pulls out a photo of Aunt Jo, a bald man, and a dark-haired woman, amongst other pictures.
Look at Aunt Jo.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you look like?
All right.
A baggie of flash drives.
Yo, she packed these away.
He holds one of the drives.
Oh, I wish I had sweet memories like that. You know, I remember this one Christmas. I was 7, and it was the year my folks divorced, and they couldn't afford separate houses, so they drew a line and split the house. Uh-huh, yeah. Mom upstairs, daddy downstairs.
It was like a war zone in there.
And then on Christmas Eve, Daddy had the house, and we were celebrating. And he snuck into my mom's room to get his Santa costume out the back of her closet. And my brother got so freaked out that he was trespassing that he called Mom, and she called the cops. And there was Daddy tiptoeing in his Santa costume to the front of the house, and the cops tackled him before he could get to the front door.
Yeah.
Oh, Roxy. My sweet, sweet Roxy.
He hugs her.
Oh.
I mean, I'm okay. You know, you know what I mean? I'm okay.
You know what? You well adjusted.
He faces her.
You really well adjusted. Considering.
They hug once more. Their eyes meet. Their smiles fade. They turn back to the decorations. She brushes her braids behind an ear.
Help me take this stuff downstairs.
Yeah.
I got this box.
In the living room, Roxy sits next to Aunt Jo. Rush kneels beside a TV with a flash drive.
All right. Well, that's the last box. You gotta get that Christmas tree leaning up against the garage in here and set it up.
Christmas tradition. Thing stays outside for 3 days.
The only reason that tradition started is because you and your mother couldn't figure out who was gonna bring the tree in.
Well, thank the Lord you have these ornaments. I expected a little more Christmas going on in here.
I like a simple Christmas. All I need is my nativity and my lights on the tree, my baby Jesus, and a star to light the way. And it's gonna be a little bigger this year for my babies.
Mm, well, they're lucky to have you, Josephine.
I keep telling them that.
I love her. All right, I'm headed out. I will see you at dinner.
I am looking forward to that dinner.
Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. Okay.
She rubs his shoulder.
Enjoy your memories.
All right.
Bye.
Be careful.
Roxy leaves. A Christmas video of Paula appears on the TV.
They might get louder.
He sits beside Aunt Jo on the couch. On the screen, a pregnant Paula approaches a decorated Christmas tree in the living room. The kids sit on the stairs, watching the TV. On the screen, wrapping paper litters on the floor. Paula gives a wide smile. Aunt Jo hugs Rush's arm. Jamal's eyes tear up.
Look, that's Mommy.
Tears roll down his cheeks. On the screen, Paula carries a young Jamal in her arms. She rubs his back. Maya and the twins look at Jamal as he goes upstairs. Rush and Aunt Jo glance over at them.
Oh, look at these little lurkers. You know, the view is actually a lot better from the sofa. If you're interested.
I'm gonna go see.
The girls sit beside them.
Sit next to Auntie.
Yeah, my girls. Come here.
This one is a kicker.
You see your mama's belly?
Yeah.
That's you in there.
No way.
Oh, yeah. You start stirring things up early. Huh, Joe?
Daddy, where are we?
You were just a little twinkle in the eye back then. Two adorable twinkles. Oh, she was always beautiful.
Smiling, Paula goes to put an angel on the tree.
She was the most beautiful mommy ever.
She loved y'all so much.
He holds Maya and Gabby tight. He kisses Gabby on the head. Paula blows a kiss to the camera. Another day in Marshall's office.
How long are you gonna keep this up, huh?
Marshall, your insecurity is not my problem, okay? So yes, you're still in the doghouse, but I need your help right now.
Okay.
Boris says he wants to jingle my bells. Do I want that done?
Well, what does your spirit tell you?
It could be...
Update me.
Oh, good news! Well, for us anyway. Check it out. We got the situation on lock. All advertisers have complied. There is not a snowball's chance in hell that any of them will be buying time on Rush's station.
I'm only concerned with our launch, and this will do. This will do very nicely.
Yes. So I can get a good job, or Marshall, you so blessed and highly favored, or none of that.
If that's what you need, good job.
Thank you.
A curtain opens, revealing a huge billboard of Rush across the street.
What the hell?
Oh, crap.
He wears a Santa costume.
The situation just got unlocked. Handle it, or I'll...
I'm done. I get it.
Welcome to Santa's naughty list.
I'm just doing what's on her heart right now.
You know what? No. I'm all out of you. I'm out of all of you.
She thrusts a planner into Marshall's hand.
Take this. Do your own schedule.
Joss's shirt.
This is fake.
Oh, hold on a second. I'll deal with you in a minute.
Excuse me, come on.
At night, at an upscale restaurant, Roxy and Rush.
Bottle of our best Chianti.
A server pours wine into their glasses.
For the lovers.
Oh.
Or... Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. It's on the house.
Nice.
The server leaves the bottle at their table.
A toast. Hey.
Hey.
To WBQL.
Crushing Christmas.
Hey.
Well, when the ad sales start rolling in.
Can we just focus on the positive right now, though? Like, no, for real. It's a great night.
Mm-hmm.
We're back on the air tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But we both started.
Yeah, where we belong.
They cheers, then take a sip.
Do the pose from the billboard.
Nah, man.
No.
I can't. Nah, come on.
Just do it quick.
I'm not doing the pose.
I want to see it.
You know I don't like doing that pose. I don't really want to pose and do that.
He pulls his napkin up like a beard.
There it is.
Commercial free, you and me.
I love it. Oh, imagine your face 14 feet high right across from WMLE.
Oof.
Right? Ooh, I would pay to see their faces.
He stares pensively for a moment, then stands with his glass.
Excuse me, everyone, please. I'd like to recognize a very, very special woman who helped me get through an incredibly frosty holiday season. I could not be where I am today if it weren't for Marge from accounting. I heard you were here. Can you please put your hand up, Marge?
Oh, my goodness.
Please put your hands up, Marge. If you're here, put your hands up.
You better come clean.
He puts his glass on the table, then offers his hand.
Dance with me.
I know how to dance in here.
Worry about these people. Come here.
She stands. He draws her close. Their faces meet as they slow dance next to their table.
You didn't know Rush had the moves, huh?
They gaze at one another.
What I'm feeling right now, I never thought I would ever feel it again.
Holding him, she kisses him deeply.
You should have done that a long time ago. What?
When I walked into that booth 5 years ago, Paula had just passed. And you were a mess. You needed a producer, but you also needed a friend. And I was happy to do that. And your kids.
Love you.
I love them. I really do.
And I never thought I'd be a family person.
But you know, my mother and father,
you about to tell me the story, huh?
And I like them and all of it.
I am very grateful to be a part of your life.
And I am crazy about you. You?
Yes, I am crazy.
They kiss once more. They wrap their arms around one another as they embrace. Later, in Aunt Jo's living room, Roxy and Rush enter, arm in arm.
Okay, kids, time for bed.
Oh, wait, Aunt Jo, wait. Where's Jamal? Jamal!
Jamal appears.
Family, I have some incredible news.
We're rich again?
Rich in love. I have invited this beautiful lady right here to join our family for Christmas Day. And a whole lot of days after that.
He kisses Roxy.
Finally!
What?
No way.
Jamal, she is not part of this family. Son, I know things are coming at you really fast, but this is a good thing. Our new life, Roxy's always been a part of
our— Screw that!
Since we've been here, everything sucks. Everything. Boy, you will not talk to her like that. Let me tell you two things you—
Let that young man go.
Aunt Jo holds Rush back.
He's going through something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he gonna learn some respect, though.
You know how many times I didn't run after you?
Rush stares intently towards the stairs. Meanwhile, in his office, Marshall on a landline phone.
How do you spell anticipate? Give me a call back, Ma. Thanks.
Marshall, darling.
Joss places a bottle of scotch on his desk.
You're gonna need that.
She pours two glasses.
That bad, huh?
The man upstairs is not happy.
It's not over.
For CanCom, it is. You see, we are a big company.
She slowly rests on his lap with the glasses.
You ever had your shares in a big, big, big company?
He holds a glass. She steps away.
FCC rules say that we can't just snap up that little twig of a station. We're all maxed out in this market. Guess we're just gonna have to take our chances and see what numbers Rush pulls.
Yeah, then that's that.
Well, then that's that. Then I, how did Barton put it? I have failed to secure market viability. So, if our shares are going to shrink, might as well drink.
I'm with that, sister. Let me ask you something. Mm. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's just business. Mm.
She grabs the bottle as she leaves.
I like that business.
You can't handle this business.
Christmas Eve in the new studio.
What up? What Yo. Hey, 1-2, 1-2. Rush with the flow, Roxy with the IQ. What you gonna do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and run through the program because we go on at 4.
All right, let's check it. Here we go. Then we're gonna be like, what up, y'all? Mm-hmm. It's Holiday Rush. That don't work. I like this. How about, what up, y'all? It's Rush Holiday. Yo, Holiday Rush on the new crush, WBQL. Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island. Whether you want to drop it or pop it, we got you.
Hey, that's my Rush.
That's what I'm saying. And then I'm just going to play my Run DMC. Mm-hmm. I'm going to play my Donny Hathaway, Luther, J5, Wu-Tang.
You can play whatever you want. You want to know why? You know what we got going on up in here?
What we got?
We got our music.
We got a problem. We can't go on.
Okay, all right. You know what, Janelle? Little dramatic.
Yeah.
Little dramatic.
We're ready to go.
It's over.
What?
Okay, you're scaring me.
Over! Merry damn Christmas! The bank just called. Our line of credit just got yanked!
How did that happen?
The buyers for Rush's house pulled out.
Are you sure?
We can't broadcast. We
can't broadcast, can't pay anybody. We can't even be in this building. As of right now, we're trespassing.
Okay.
I think I hear sirens.
We paid for this building. Line of credit was just to get us through until the advertising dollars kicked in.
You know what? I gotta call my realtor, because I'm... Oh.
Rush answers his phone.
Hey, Aunt Jo, now's not a good time, right?
Jamal is gone.
Gone where?
Heaven knows. He left to play soccer. He never came back. Oh, Lord.
I will be right there. Yes.
He stares at Roxy.
Jamal.
Oh, go, go.
I'll call you from the car.
Okay.
He exits.
I think I'm having heart palpitations.
Yeah, I understand. It's gonna be all right.
In Aunt Jo's living room, Rush paces in front of his daughter sitting on the couch. Aunt Jo sits in an armchair.
Jamal, where are you?
I texted all his friends, even my contacts in his class. No one's seen him.
Hey, everybody.
Roxy enters.
Josephine, we hear anything?
Baby, not a word. And it's Aunt Jo from now on.
Aunt Jo and Roxy peck on the cheek.
I'm going to Papa Graham about bedazzling his Jordans. That should get Jamal texting me back. Or running home to kick my...
Maya, please.
Maya exits the room.
I can't think. I know. Let's go sit down. Come on. Come on.
Rush and Roxy sit on the couch.
Listen. Listen. We will find him. Okay? And you know he loves you. He's just hurt.
No, this is on me. I've been way too selfish going after this dream. My one concern, my only concern, should have been what's best for my kids. I gotta find my son.
He rises from the couch. He grabs his coat from a wall, then leaves.
I'll hit the streets with Maya. Text you if we hear anything.
Outside a quaint brick house, modestly decorated, a middle-aged man stands by a metal gate.
I have to say, I just keep outdoing myself, year after year.
Wow, it's gorgeous.
Well, aren't you Josephine Robinson's little one?
I am, and this is...
A very fine-looking woman.
Roxy, and thank you.
Are you my Christmas present?
Well, I'm never mad at a little old school.
Mister, you need to cool it down. We're looking for my brother, Jamal.
I haven't seen him. I wouldn't know it if I did, but I'll keep an eye out for him if you like.
He looks like this, except angrier. Think you can look for him better now?
All right. We want to thank you for your help, and we hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You be sure to tell Josephine that Reginald Miller said Merry Christmas. And she can always call me if she needs help getting her lights put up.
If you know her, all Aunt Jo needs is her star in a tree and her baby Jesus.
All right, let's go. Merry Christmas.
Elsewhere, Rush drives his Mercedes up to a group of kids outside a soccer field.
Hey, y'all see Jamal?
His window rolls up. He turns down a street of parked vehicles. He drives through an intersection. He parks on the street near a for sale sign in front of their old house. He exits his car.
Jamal!
He rips a soul sticker off of the sign. He wrestles with the sign, trying to break it.
Dude, I hate coming here. I just can't. Look at how fast.
He strides to the front door.
Boy!
He moves back down the walkway.
Jamal!
He moved!
Don't you think I know that, Jimmy?
Hey, you're not on the radio anymore!
Don't you think I know that, Jimmy?
Rush hurls the sign.
Merry Christmas! Merry!
Merry Christmas to you too!
Meanwhile, Roxy and Maya move down a sidewalk.
Has he ever done this before?
No, Jamal's never done anything like this. At the old house, maybe?
Maybe.
A woman holds a baby as she adjusts a child in a stroller.
Oh, here, let me help you. I can.
Thanks. I am so late for work. Okay.
She hands Roxy the baby.
Aww. Cute.
You're so good with her. You have a little one at home?
Oh, me? No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was one of yours.
Oh, no. I mean, not exactly.
We're pretty tight.
The woman takes the infant back.
She is beautiful.
Thank you.
Where do the babies go while you work?
I take a bus to a friend's, then after that a bus to work, after work, do it all in reverse.
Even on Christmas Eve?
Holiday pay, double time. I mean, I wish work was closer, but money and all. I take the help where I can get it. But look at these little nuggets. Everything I do, totally worth it.
I hear you, sis. Good luck.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
It's just another day for me.
The woman pauses, then turns back.
Actually, yes, Merry Christmas. And thank you for the reminder to breathe.
The woman leaves. Roxy and Maya smile at one another. She puts an arm around Maya as they continue on. At night, in her living room, Aunt Jo decorates the tree.
Sleep in heavenly peace.
the twins hang ornaments. They hug Aunt Jo.
I love you, Aunt Jo.
I love you too.
Now,
Aunt Jo grabs a tree topper.
It's time to hang the star up. This is Auntie's favorite part. The star lights the path for anyone who wants to find their way home.
Roxy and Maya enter.
Hey, nothing. I haven't heard a peep. Should we call the police?
Not yet.
Rush appears.
It's Christmas Eve. It's the time for family to be together, to tell stories, to hang stockings, to open presents. This is not how it's supposed to be.
Rush gazes around. His eyes rest on a photo of him and Paula with the kids. He stares back towards Aunt Jo and the others.
I know where he is. I'll be right back.
He passes the photo as he leaves. The Hudson River, in a park near the water, Rush moves between metal columns. Brow furrowed, he slows as he turns towards the river. A huge red neon sign reads, Pepsi Cola, behind Jamal, who sits on a semicircle concrete bench near trees decorated with lights. Rush joins him.
Jamal, you got a lot of people worried.
Jamal shrugs.
Son, Roxy has always been a very welcome part of our family.
That's not it.
What, Jamal? What, college? You know we're gonna find...
I lost her, too. Remember Mom getting sick in that house.
Mouth slightly ajar, Rush's eyes shift.
It's hard to be there. It's like, when I'm in that house, I don't feel her. I don't hear her voice.
And that's why you're here. It's your mom's favorite place. She loves seeing the city lights. It's Christmas.
I won't forget her.
Rush's brow furrows. He shakes his head.
Son. Oh. Your mom. She's everywhere that we are. She's in everything that we do. Your mother's all around us.
I get all that. Do you? After she died, you took me away from the only home I knew. Put us all in that big house. Buying us all those things. It just seemed like you were trying to shut down the memories.
Damn, man. I thought keeping my grieving to myself was the right move, you know? I'm just trying to be a strong father for my kids, man. I get you. Look at me, son.
Jamal's eyes meet his father's.
I get you.
He hugs Rush, who wraps his arms around his son. Jamal leans back.
She was always excited on Christmas morning. She'd be up super early, making all this noise in the kitchen, trying to wake me up.
We'd be up in the wee hours of the morning, wrapping gifts, reading instruction manuals, and assembling bicycles, okay? She could not wait to see the smile on your face when you just opened them up.
Jamal stands.
Yeah, what kind of mom thinks past the 6 in the morning trying to wake her kid up? Your mom.
Rush follows Jamal to an illuminated guardrail at the river's edge.
And he just knew I was waiting for that noise to run downstairs.
Jamal leans against it.
Man, we gotta keep these stories alive. For Maya, for the twins.
Yeah.
You think you can help me with that?
Jamal nods.
Yeah, I do.
Rush leans on the railing.
And we all deserve to make new memories, too. You know your mom would have insisted on it.
I'm sorry, but Roxy.
She's a good woman, son. And I love you.
Jamal eyes his father.
You do?
Wow. I ain't never really said that out loud. But yes, absolutely.
Dad, you've always been there for me. 110%. Now it's time for you.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
He puts a hand on Jamal's shoulder.
You good?
I'm getting there.
Let's go home.
In his office, Marshall sluggishly rises from his desk with a glass of liquor. He looks out the window at Rush's billboard.
Who are you staring at? It's not my fault that you're not on air.
Frowning, he sips his drink. He staggers around his desk. He sits on the edge, gazing out at the billboard.
Damn. Maybe it is my fault.
His face tightens as he shakes.
Screwing my friends on Christmas. Him. Right there. Heartless. Why are you still smiling, though?
He moves behind his desk. He downs the rest of his drink.
Ah.
He leans over the desk. Marshall looks up.
Maybe it's not too late.
His brow rises as he nods to himself.
Maybe it's time for Santa, Marshall.
He gazes off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. Maybe it's time for Santa, Marshall. Yeah.
He places a box onto his desk.
Yes.
He turns on a radio.
Hey, I feel the joy. There he is. Yes. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sings.
He packs the box with folders.
I'm gonna take care of this. This is gonna be all right. This is gonna be okay.
In her living room, Aunt Jo lifts a box onto the coffee table.
Look who I found.
Rush and Jamal.
Oh, praise the Lord. Come here, boy.
She hugs Jamal.
I'm squeezing you now. But you and me, we're gonna have a straight talk after this.
Aunt Jo, so what happened to Simple Christmas?
Decorations cover the room.
The twins did all of this. I didn't have a hand in it.
Where's my twofer?
The family meets Maya outside. Maya waves them closer. They stand facing the house, which is decorated with strings of multicolored lights.
Oh.
And just like that, it's Christmas.
Wow. Yes.
Let me get this right. You did this by yourself.
I had a little help.
Roxy steps out from behind the tree.
Oh!
It was Miss Maya. She wanted to make the house a little magical.
Roxy joins them.
Let me see.
She kisses Rush.
Oh, all right. Well, maybe we need a little more magic.
I think it looks homey. That's what I was going for.
It's beautiful.
Where did you get all these lights?
Well, we were looking for Jamal. We met all these neighbors. Told us stories about you growing up, Dad. And then there's this man, Mr. Miller.
Reginald?
Yes, he lent us all these lights. And I'm Joe.
I think he's sweet on you.
Well, my.
Look, Roxy, I'm sorry about what
I said. Oh, come in here.
Roxy hugs Jamal.
Don't even worry about it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal faces Rush.
And look, Dad, I don't need to go to Harvard. I'm more than happy to start at community college. Maybe even transfer.
Pause. Have you lost your damn mind? So, a Williams, my son, gets into Harvard. I'm gonna do whatever it takes. I will sell whatever it takes to get you there. How close are you two to your kidneys? Love you, man.
Love you, too.
Proud of you. I'm proud of you, son. Merry, Merry
Christmas. Another day, letters appear, Christmas morning, in Aunt Jo's living room.
This is flat out cold. Making us wait to open our one present.
At least you got a present.
The family wears matching onesies.
I am sorry for the wait.
Maya with her arms crossed.
Let's do some Christmas, y'all.
The twins and Jamal rip open their gifts. A sullen Maya sits back in the armchair.
Mini horses! That don't poop!
Plush horses, Jamal holds a school hoodie.
Harvard happening right here.
Manifest your dreams, baby.
Maya.
Maya stands.
There's something that I want you to have.
Rush presents a jewelry box adorned with a red bow and ribbon. She pulls the ribbon off, then opens it. She gapes, then covers her mouth.
Bobby sapphire necklace. Oh, wow, Daddy.
Yes, time for me to let it go. Here.
He takes it from her and unclasps it as she turns around. He places the jeweled necklace around her neck. Facing him, a tear rolls down her cheek.
Thank you. I'll never take it off.
She hugs her father.
Just don't let your mom see it, okay? You know, that's baby boy's favorite.
I'm right here.
Roxy enters with gifts.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
What is this?
Oh, you know I had to come bearing gifts now. Look at all the happy faces. Wow. And it's not a car or a Prada bag. Or live horses.
Corn wrapping paper.
This is a beautiful mess right here.
Not so fast.
Jamal pulls out a box for Roxy.
This is from all of us.
Oh, no, no, no. Santa already gave me the best Christmas present ever.
Oh, no, it's not a gift. Before you can join the family, you must be straight up shamed like the rest of us.
Oh, shamed?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see what we got here.
As Roxy unwraps a onesie of her own, the family pulls their hoods up and turn, revealing white letters on their backs.
Oh! Oh, wow. Oh!
She turns to stare at the letters on the back of their Christmas onesies.
All I want for Christmas is...
She lets her own onesie unfold. Tears well up in her eyes as she gazes at the back of it.
You...
The family turns towards her. They gather around her for a group hug.
Thank you.
Now they pose for a selfie.
Oh, wait. Let me get in there.
The photo appears on Maya's Instagram.
My Insta-worthy moment.
You really can't put a bow on a Christmas like this.
Sitting in the living room.
But I did because I'm on that other level. Yeah, we got this really big gift coming our way that I forgot to mention. Mm-hmm. See, I got a hold of the buyers of the old house. Well, actually, I went pounding on their door this morning.
In a flashback, a brunette woman and a bearded, dark-haired man answer the door. Rush lifts a gift basket.
Lowered the price. Got the house sold.
So we can broadcast now.
Oh, the light just turned green, baby.
Yeah. A little faith investment paid off.
Jamal heads towards the front door.
Mom, hey, what's going on? I know that ain't. Is that it? Oh, he about to get these hands.
Oh, Rush. Oh.
Is your pops here?
Yeah, he's right here.
All right. Hey, Janella told me that you couldn't broadcast, right? So I am here to be your...
Rush tackles Marshall into the snow.
No, good devil, stealing, rotten, backstabbing, Christmas stealing, yeah.
You trying to ruin a brother Christmas? I quit, Rush, I quit.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna pay. I got money to front the station. To keep WBQL on air.
Rush.
Aunt Jo grabs Rush.
You're killing this man. Oh, baby, it's Christmas.
Marshall.
She helps Marshall up.
Are you serious about the station?
He hands Roxy an envelope.
I brought a check. I want in.
She glances from Rush to Marshall. She opens the envelope.
One more cash won't hurt.
Partners? Partners. Maybe.
We'll see.
Okay.
Silent partners.
That's good.
Daddy, look! Did Santa do all this?
Garland, large candy canes, and red bows.
Yeah, you know he probably did. Probably had a little help from a few extra elves. Worked late last night.
I heard some tinkering.
Why are you smiling? Ain't part of his family?
My teeth was hot. Just let him get a little bit of air.
Aunt Jo nods as Marshall stares at Rush.
Wow, St. Nick. You really came through.
Dad, what are you still doing here?
Oh.
Go!
You gotta go spread some Christmas cheer to New York. Because they've been dashing and blitzing for Rush.
I'm back. I'm actually back. Merry Christmas, my beautiful family.
I love you so much.
Merry Christmas to you, you bundle of love. And Merry Christmas to you, you awful, awful human being. Like, we just can't get rid of you.
I'm like fruitcake. Not like my mama's, though. Everybody eat herbs.
Merry Christmas to everybody! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Where are you going?
At his new studio, Rush sits at a microphone.
Rush Williams, your holiday Rush on the new WBQL, Strong Island's number one boombox. I am one blessed man. I got a lot of holiday love this Christmas season, and my wish is to share it with all of you. So sit back, let me take the reins, because golly, it's about to get jolly up in here. Your presents are all open, your trees all aglow. It's your holiday rush with that Christmas flow. And nothing jingles them bells like this jam right here.
Marshall puts his arms around Roxy and Janella, who roll their eyes. Roxy pats him on the chest. At a church outside of downtown, Rush's family helped dish out Christmas dinner. Maya smiles as she plates an elderly woman. Reginald steps behind Aunt Jo.
You need another hand, Josephine?
There's always a need for more hands helping others.
Praise the Lord.
Now, Aunt Jo, you know you need to be on that stage singing.
Oh, I could.
Come on, Auntie Jo. You know you want to.
Yeah, come on.
This day is not about me.
I almost believe that.
Aunt Jo removes a scarf and coat, revealing a red lace cocktail dress.
One must always be prepared.
A man helps her step up to a stage.
What? I can't believe what I'm saying.
A crowd gathers with her family in front of the stage. Aunt Jo holds a microphone.
Last singing, yes, oh, but it's not like Christmas at all. Cause I remember when you were young, and all the fun we had last year. If there was a way, I'd hold back this tear.
She holds the mic to the audience. Janella and Aunt Jo's family blows her kisses. They all group hug.
It's not what you got, it's what you got around you.
Audio description by Descriptive Video Works. Previous credits, casting by Don Carroll. Music supervisor, Jerry Gershman. Music by Catherine Bostick. Costume designer, Kaylin Calandro. Editor, Jamie Conklin. Production designer, Timothy Whidbey. Director of Photography, Keith L. Smith. Co-producer, Greg Cope White. Produced by Julie Crank DiFataldo, Sean Dwyer, and Elizabeth Cullen. Written by Sean Dwyer and Greg Cope White. Directed by Leslie Small. Credits, Unit Production Manager, Heather Levenstone. First Assistant Director, Steve Paris. Second Assistant Director, Anne-Marie Dentisi-Gamon. Cast, Rush Williams, Romani Melko, Roxy Richardson, Sonequa Martin Green, Auntie Jo Robinson, Darlene Love, Jamal Williams, Amar M. Wooten, Maya Williams, Daisha Nelson, Evie Williams, Andrea Marie Alphonse, Gabby Williams, Selena Marie Alphonse, Marshall Stone, Dion Cole, Jocelyn Joss Hawkins, Tamala Jones, Janella, Alicia Livingston, Paula Williams, Lala Anthony, Lorette, Malika Samuel, Reginald Miller, Roscoe Orman, Katrina, Stormy Maya, Daniels, Jimmy Palumbo, Brett the Tree Guy, Chris Walker, Salvatore Manducati, Rocco Parente Jr., Stunt Coordinator, Manny Severio, Stunt Double Rush Williams, Panama Red, Stunt Double Marshall Stone, Waddy Jones, Stand-ins, Norman Outlaw and Linda Miller, filmed with the support of the New York State Governor's Office of Motion Picture and Television Department. This picture made under the jurisdiction of affiliated with AFL-CIO-CLC Teamsters Local, SAG-AFTRA, TCS New York, Pressa Grip Equipment, Eastern Effects, Light Iron, Apana Vision Company, Roundabout South Lake Audio Services, Copyright 2019 Netflix US, LLC, all rights reserved.
Folds into a spectrum of colors.